Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Bikurim Daf Yud Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're in the middle year of Atifa Sugyo. The Gemara brought a stira, contradiction, between our Mishnah here, Meseches Bikurim, and the Mishnah Meseches Trumas. And the discussion is regarding Gidulin. Gidulin means if you take the Bikurim and you replant them in the land, whatever grows has a din of Bikurim and it's Asur. That's how we learned over here in our Mishnah. The Meseches Trumas says that this gidul you only by truma, not by bikurim. If bikurim, you replant whatever goes, doesn't have a kedushas bikurim. So like one of the previous daf brought an answer, Rabbi Yannai, that maybe the Mishnah is referring to only by maestros. Only by maestros when you replanted, it's also not by bikurim. And the Gemara did not agree with this answer. Now at the beginning of this daf, we have a few lines. If you remember, two blad ago in daf tezvov, we quoted these lines because according to the Vilna Gaon, that's what Rav Chaim learns, these following lines in the Gemara don't belong here. They belong there in Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. And there the Gemara wanted to bring a proof, the Reb Shimon, that says that something which is a mixture or is a gidulim is mutter, he agrees when it's the actual maaser that got mixed up, it is usser. But because in our Gemaras we have these words printed over here, so we're going to read them again, and just mention what the Mefarshim over here explain, even though according to the Vilna Gaon, according to Reb Chaim, these lines don't belong here to the Gemara. The Gemara says right now, what's oid minado? I'm going to bring you a rayo that by bikurim, gidulim, when you replant bikurim, it's asur. Because it says in the pasuk, lo yisucha lechol b'sharecho maaser degancho. It says, don't eat the maaser outside of Yerushalayim. Beize maaser omru, what we're talking about, a maaser sheni had tor shenichnas to Yerushalayim v'yotza. Took a maaser sheni, which was tor, went to Yerushalayim, went out. You can't redeem it anymore, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So it adds the Pei Moshe, that same pasuk refers to Bikurim as well. And also says you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Meaning we're equating Maisa and Bikurim. And by Maisa we said Gidulim is Asur. If you replant Maisa, everybody agreed it's Asur. So Bikurim, if you replant it, should be Asur. So we see another Brisa that comes out from it, the Gidulim, meaning replanting, of Bikurim is Asur. It's a little hard to fit it here into the Gemara, and that's probably the reason why the Vilna Gaon took it out. But this is a pshat based on the girsa of the printed Gemara. Ve'oid minado, bring another raya. The Tani lo, we have a raisa, Reb Shimon Tani b'shem Reb Shimon. According to some, you take away the words, you say the Tani b'shem Reb Shimon. Yesh b'maisa, shamaisa, oiser, domov, ve'iruvov. And Meiser, it's Oiser, the money of the Meiser, the Eruvah, when it gets mixed up, the Kankanov, the jars where the Meiser is, the Sofik Eruvah Kosho, when it gets, there's a mixture, even a Sofik, it's Oiser, even something small. Ve'imad Likibo, you can't use it to light a candle. Ve'omar Uf Begidulim Ken. Meaning the Mark says, if you tell me that Sofik is Oser, so Kosho Ken, the Gidulim will be Oser. And it's not so clear what you say in this Brisa. So maybe according to what we said before, we equate Maisa to Bikurim. Same with Maisa, we say that Bikurim should be as well. And really, the Mefarshim struggled to explain what is this Brisa, how does that fit to what we're talking about right now. Again, according to Vilna Gaon and Reb Chaim, these two Brisas that we bring right now don't belong here. They belong to Tezvav on the base. In any case, the Gemara right now is in a question. We have a steer, we have a contradiction. Our Mishnah says the Bikurim that you replant is Asur, and we have a Mishnah in Meseches Trumas that says otherwise. And it's, well, how do we reconcile these Mishnahs? And according to the Gersa we just had, and the Brises that we just brought. Answers the Gemara, Omar of Hilo, and the Tema Gidulem Asurim Rabbanon, and the Tema Gidulem Utarim Reb Shimon. So Machlekes Rabbanon Reb Shimon. Remember in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon was more lenient than Rabbanon. Reb Shimon did not oyser and all the things Rabbanon oyser. He did not oyser Tai Roivis when he got to have a mixture, and he did not require a beer, and he did not oyser Gidulim. So our Mishnah says that if you replant Bikurim it's also that's not the Shita Rabbanon. According to Reb Shimon, it's Motor, and that's the Mishnah in Meseches Trumas. Says the Gemara, Omar Lev, Atarin, we learned there in Meseches Trumas, where we said that Gidulim is Mutar, we saw over there, although Gidulim is Mutar, still Gidulim Hegdesh Maisa Sheini, Chulin, Upoidel Yisom Bezman Zaron. You still have to redeem them, even though it's Chulin, you still have to redeem the value that was there earlier, like it was in the time of planting. Whatever Maisa Sheini was planted and put into the ground, you have to take money in exchange in lieu of that and bring it to Yerushalayim. So the fact that you have to redeem them shows it's not Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, there's no problem by Gidulim. It's only according to Rabbanon. what do you see over here? That there's some gedusha over here, and that's why you have to redeem it. So if so, there's some gedusha over there. So also, you should have to bring it to Yerushalayim because of the gedusha that you have in the Bikurim. So I mean, that we explained so nicely that Mishnah says Bikurim holds that when you plant something, the gedulim amutar, because that's Shitas Reb Shimon. So anyway, that's not true. It's not Shitas Reb Shimon, because you say there's already gedusha, there's still gedusha, and that's why you have to redeem them. So it's not Reb Shimon. So if it's Rabbanon, so according to Rabbanon, we hold the gedulim also like we see in our Mishnah. So why there you don't say you have to bring it to Yerushalayim? And as Reb Chaya points out, it's really also a contradiction in the Mishnah itself. Because the Mishnah itself says the Gidulim on Mutar, and on the end it says you have to redeem Aisa Sheni. So is there Gedusha and Gidulim? There isn't Gedusha and Gidulim. And says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyo, Rav Amy, Rav Shimon Lakish. Really, we're going to say that both Mishnayos, Meseches Bikurim, and Meseches Trumas hold like Rabbanon, that Gidulim are Osir. So how can you answer the Mishnah Meseches Trumas? So the more hand the tema gedulim esurim. When I say that it's asur, it's esur mechitza, meaning you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Mechitza means the walls of Yerushalayim. You still have to take the gedulim, the one that you replanted, and bring it back to Yerushalayim. When David Zayin would base the hand the tema gedulim mutarim heter zarus. When he says gedul is mutar, is not regarding bringing it to Yerushalayim, is regarding the heter of zarus, which means bikurim a yisrael is not allowed to eat. If you took bikurim and you planted it in the ground, now you could eat it. It's considered to be bottle. So even though there is some bikurim over here, but it's bottle in whatever group. And the gabi zarus, I'm allowing a Yisrael to eat it. So the Reb Chaim says like this. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. Why? That's called Dover Shesh Tomatim, as we learned 2 blad ago. Dover Shesh Tomatim means there's a way to fix it. Easily. You just bring it to Yerushalayim. But once you bring it to Yerushalayim, not only a Kohen can eat it, but even a Yisrael can eat it. Because there you don't have any other way to redeem it, any other way to fix it. For Yisrael becomes Asur, so now I say Bitul. So Gidulim is really another type of Bitul. You're taking the Bikurim and you're Mevatel, you're canceling it in the new growth. It does not work for the bring it to Yerushalayim, but it does work in terms of Zarus, of allowing Yisrael to eat this Bikurim. And that's how we answer the contradiction. In our Masechta talking about bring it to Yerushalayim. Bikurim, even after you replant them, you still have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And Masechta Trumas, you're talking about can Yisrael eat them? Once you replanted it, the Yisrael could eat it. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Areil b'maaser bikurim, masha'ein k'betruma." Truma doesn't have the whole list of this Mishnah, including vidui. Says the Gemara, "Tamatanin." We learned over there. We got in the parsha vidui maaser. It says, "V'gam nesativ." The word "gam nesativ" was referring to zu truma u'trumas maaser. That the vidui includes truma and trumas maaser. Tamrat omat truma tuna vidui. V'achat omat truma ain tuna vidui. Another contradiction. We learned in our Mishnah, you don't have to do vidui by truma. And there it says that when you're doing vidui maaser, you're including in the vidui, it's the truma and truma's maaser. And says the Gemara, Omar of Hilo, Tani Tabon, it says over there, we're using the Girsa of Rav Chaim, ha maaser v'abikurim, but maaser v'abikurim, you know it's equal by them, chada noislom v'chada noitlom tunum vidui. The one who gives them has to do vidui, and the one who takes it has to do vidui. What does that mean? By bikurim, you're giving bikurim to a kohen. So the one who brings the bikurim needs to make sure to get rid of it in the third year to give it to the kohen. And then he says, vidui, piyarti akoyish, I took care of it. When you give the bikurim to the kohen also has a limited amount of time to eat it. And once he finished, he either ate it or he did not eat it, he has to get rid of it. And he also has to say, I got rid of the bikurim that I received. So it goes both for the one who's giving and the one who's receiving. They both have the din of vidui. They have to say, we got rid of it. By truma, you don't have such a thing, because there's no biur by truma. What is biur? You don't have to get rid of it. Who doesn't have to get rid of it? The kohen. So the Yisrael needs to give the truma to the kohen. And he has the obligation every 3 years to come and do a vidui and say, I took care of all my trumas and maasers, including truma for a kohen. So he comes, I did vidui, I gave it to the kohen. But once it came to the kohen, there's no din vidui. The kohen doesn't have to get rid of it. There's no biur by the kohen's hand. So what is the Gemara saying? When our Mishnah says that maaser and bikurim have vidui and truma doesn't, what it means to say is, now that there's no vidui at all by truma, the Yisrael needs to be misvada on the truma as well. But there is a part of vidui that applies only to maaser and bikurim, which is the one who receives the maaser and bikurim needs to do vidui, and that does not apply by truma. By truma, the receiver doesn't have to do vidui. Omar Rav Zeir said different answer. Rabbanon de Tamon Savrin, the Rav Chaim takes away the word Savrin. Rabbanon de Ochamin. Rabbanon there and here said the following answer. מי שיש לו מייסר בפני עצמו עם מספדה. מי שיש לו תשור בפני עצמו אינו מספדה. So Rav Zeir's answer is different. Truma, you don't do video on your own. If your person just had truma and no meiser, he doesn't do video. But when he does video for meiser, so it includes with it truma. That's what the Mishnah means to say. There is a video for meiser. There's a video for bikurim. There's no video for truma on its own. Only agav gruro. Only once you're doing a meiser, then you're doing truma as well. Says the Gemara Omar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi the Amir says, Masnis Omerkin, I have a rayo from a Mishnah like to this concept. Bring your right to this answer. What's the rayo? Rabbi Yosi, Rishi the Tana says, Oymer, Yesh Lehem Ori Miklot, referring to the fact that Kohanim and Levim, or Meir holds, they don't do vidui, because they don't own any land. So Rishi, they do own. They own Ori Miklot. Ori Miklot, where all the murderers run, that place is belong to a Kohen and a Levi, and therefore, they do have vidui. So the more modern community, what are we talking about? In Betrumo, Meiser, Shaloyim. If you talk about Truma and Meiser, it belongs to the Kohen. Once the Kohen receives Truma and Meiser, even Meiser Rishon, he can keep it. He doesn't have to give it to anybody else. And he doesn't have to get rid of it. There's no beer by Truma or Meiser referring to Meiser Rishon. So there's no vidui. So what is Rabbi Yosi saying there's vidui? Ela kinat kamina, what are we talking about? We use here the Gersa of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's Gersa is, El kinat kaminon be Meiser Sheni. We talk about Meiser Sheni. That a Kohen does vidui on his Meiser Sheni. The Vilna Gaon adds also ubikurim. I mean, the Kohen could do vidui on bikurim. So they don't do vidui on Truma Meiser Rishon, but they do vidui on Meiser Sheni or bikurim. So what do you see from here, Arayo? That you could do vidui on Meiser Sheni or bikurim without having Truma, because the Kohanim Levim don't have Truma. And they do vidui on Meiser Sheni and on bikurim on their own. So that's the Rayo that Rabbi Yosi the Amir wants to bring. Says the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Omar Avilo, Sir Avilo, I don't understand the Rayo. Shaminon, we see for me and Mishesh lo Meiser v'nei Atzo Misvade. We do see that you do vidui on Meiser Sheni on its own. I agree. Also, Mishesh lo Bikurim b'fnei Atzo Misvade. Also, the same idea you say that the Kohen can do vidui on Bikurim. According to the Vilna Gaon, that's what the Gemara said before. According to Reb Chaim, just because Meiser Sheni Bikurim or Hukash Zelazes. If we said by Meiser Sheni, you could do vidui on its own, that's what the Kohen will do vidui. So also on Bikurim, you could say the same answer. But Shaminon, Mishesh lo Truma b'fnei Atzo Eino Misvade. But do we see that someone who has Truma on its own doesn't do vidui? What was the answer that the Gemara is trying to prove? That the difference between Truma and Bikurim is the Bikurim or Meiser Sheni, you do vidui on its own without having anything else. But Truma, you do vidui only once you have Meiser. So says Rav Hilo, you prove to me that Meiser Sheni Bikurim, you can do vidui on its own. But where did you prove to me that Truma, you don't do vidui on your own? That we don't see from this Mishnah. So there's no Raya to this answer. So you may lay this answer, there's no proof to it. We have to go maybe back to the previous answer that we said the difference between the giver and the receiver, that by Meiser and Bikurim, both the giver and the receiver do a vidui. But by Truma, only the giver does the vidui and not the receiver. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Bikurim, Daf Yud Zayin.